This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just want to apologize. I may cough a lot this morning, and if I hack on the air, please forgive me. I had an incident with my bowl of cereal yesterday. And it was bad. It was really, I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. It was so bad.
From cereal?
Yeah.
Carson, come on.
It's mushy, bro.
No, I eat the real crunchy mixtured stuff. It has like the, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it's called because Lana puts it in the container. But it's just like a mixture of crunchy with like a frosted flake. And one of the crunches went down my throat. And for probably about a half an hour, I was trying to get it out.
Did you try warm water?
No. Yeah, I tried all of it. Yes, I tried everything.
Don't look at me like, I don't know what you do.
Well, I guess
sometimes
I tried
everything. Sometimes I think, yes, you just sit there coughing and hacking.
Yeah, I just sat there for half an hour and did nothing.
And then
as I'm hacking to get up to go in there, Lana hands me a glass. She's like, hey, could you get me a glass of water while you're in there? I'm like, I am dying here.
Oh, you're so traumatic.
Listen, bro, if shredded wheat takes you out, it's your time to go.
Honestly.
Oh, I wish it was shredded wheat. I haven't had that in a long time. That's a good idea. I'll have
was
to put that on the order.
What dunked form. In milk and like soggy?
Yeah, no, I like it crunchy, Andy. Crunchy cereal is the only way to go. Hey, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Hundreds of volunteers around the country have joined a Facebook group that has helped distribute more than 55,000 free masks
Wow.
in the past 3 months. A caravan of classic cars delivered food, masks, hand sanitizer, and other supplies to farm workers in Central California on Saturday. Go check out that video. It's pretty cool. The founder of Texas Roadhouse, this guy's doing it right. He is donating his salary. This is a little under $1 million a year. He is donating all of it to his employees.
No, he's not.
Yep. And then he's taking another $5 million and he's putting it in an emergency fund that they can access.
It's my guy.
I love that place.
The nicest man of all time.
It's my favorite restaurant chain.
And they always support us at Carson
yes.
Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Yep.
Love them. I'm pretty sure they're doing order out right now, so go support them.
If you don't get the rib and ribeye combo, you don't know how to Texas Roadhouse.
The rolls.
Oh, really?
Let that sink in.
The rolls.
Steak. Always a steak, Dan.
Yeah, rib and ribeye combo.
Oh.
We get both.
Oh.
Ribeye is a steak.
Well, I didn't know you did. So you do two steaks?
Ribs and ribeye.
Okay. That's what I'm confused
yeah,
by.
Yeah, see, they allow you a combination
rib
platter,
and
that's where you get creative.
Yeah, I'm so confused right now. Hard Rock Cafe is giving free burgers to all healthcare workers for the entire month of July. And Amazon is giving its workers $500 million in bonuses.
Wow.
Good.
People who worked full-time last month get a $500 bonus, including workers at Whole Foods. Part-timers will get $250. $500 million in bonuses to Amazon.
That's fantastic.
Jeff Bezos could give more.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Is that not enough?
No, it is.
He's giving $500 to every full-time employee.
There were protesters outside of his house last night. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Hasn't
wow.
his net worth gone up like $30 billion
yeah.
during this pandemic?
So what would be the number?
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's absolutely awesome.
$1,000?
Yeah.
$2,000?
No, I'm not going to shame people. I can't. You know what I mean? It gets to a point. At what point do you say it's not enough?
He's literally the richest man alive. It's okay.
Oh, so, but what does that mean? Because he's the richest man alive, he should give all of his money away?
Should give
understand.
A lot of it, yeah.
But he does. Do you know? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
What, he was a lawyer?
No, I have a problem with shaming people because they hustle and make money. I don't know.
Yes, but his workers are the people that hustle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
1 in 14 people say they still go into work, said they'd still go into work even if they had clear coronavirus symptoms, according to a new survey.
What?
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Because, I don't know. The main reason it says that they said was they'd feel guilty having someone else do their work. They feel like they have too much to do to miss a day, and they want to be seen as a hard worker. Some good news. People are finally allowed to kiss the Blarney Stone in Ireland again.
Hey.
The kissing tradition had been shut down since March 13th because of the pandemic. Kennedy, you have some audio for us?
So, we all know I'm not a big fan of bodily functions. However, I know all of you are. So, there was this golf tournament in Connecticut on Sunday.
Yes.
The Travelers Championship.
Yes.
And there's a golfer, and his name is Ian James.
Okay.
And there was no crowd. So, there's no crowd, but everybody's mic'd up. Right?
Oh boy.
They can hear everything.
You brought this to us today?
So, I just gives new meaning to the word grip it and rip it. There you go.
Ha.
I'm so excited.
It's a good one.
You're kidding.
And what I need you to understand is during the closed captioning on the television,
It said loud fart.
Correct.
Kennedy.
Who are Kennedy. You and what have you done with Kennedy?
I knew you guys would like it. I'm not going to say the word, but
that
but
is
yes.
Listen,
it's good
iconic.
Stuff.
That was I love him.
Those golfer pants are so tight.
And the thing of it is the golfer that they were focusing on, the camera was focusing on, isn't the person who did it.
Stop.
So initially, you know, they were like playing together perhaps. And
yes.
But they were both close to this microphone.
So the guy that hit did not.
Did not.
It was another guy.
It was
he
the other guy
like, oh,
waiting.
It was you.
He was waiting to go.
The guy that hit it did not rip it.
So then he wrote on social media, 3-club wind this morning on first tee. Beware of the live mic. And then he said the best part is that everybody thought it was you.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's going to stick with you all the way down the fairway.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick I took was when I hit the ground. America. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
What is happening?
He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Simplify tattooed on his left arm. Then everybody be surfing like California.
That is our 4th of July mega mix.
It's all you need to feel patriotic AF.
I forgot about that, Kennedy.
4th of July is going to suck this year, guys. And I hate to say this out loud, but we're not going to be able to enjoy it like we normally do.
I know.
And I'm asking you not to do it either. I'm asking you, like, please don't celebrate like you normally do. I was just reading, if you go in and type, beaches closing in Massachusetts for the 4th of July. Boom, first story pops up right away. West Beach in Beverly, their board of directors has decided to close West Beach.
Yeah.
It will not be open at all. They're putting security guards there.
Are they closing Wally Beach?
I doubt it.
Yeah, so I'm not going to speculate about which beaches are open and which beaches are going to be closed, but I think you're going to be surprised. When we were down in Sandwich earlier this week, we went to Sandy Neck, and the guy said, forget it, coming 4th of July. He's like, we've only issued a certain amount of passes, so you can forget trying to come in and park
right
there. And I think you're going to see that. They're going to keep the social distancing, or they're just going to close it down completely. And you can't get together with a big group of people.
You just can't.
You just can't.
I know.
We're the only, like, we're one of the few states in the country where we have been paying attention to the social distancing and wearing our masks when we can't be socially distant.
We're number one right now.
We are.
We're
well, listen, duck boat. Let's get another Title duck
Town.
Boat parade, right? Titletown. But I want to ask you, please, do not throw a big party this weekend. Don't get together with a bunch of people. You just can't do it because it's just not smart. I don't want to come back after the 4th of July weekend, and we all got all crazy, and then by Labor Day, we're having to shut everything down again.
Right.
Like, that scares me the most. They come in here and say to us, guys, it's gotten bad. You all have to go back home. We're closing down restaurants permanently. We're doing all of this stuff. So 4th of July is going to be really hard. Really, really hard. We had a conversation about it last night. My wife and I, we usually have a little garage BQ if you don't go anywhere. There's no garage BQ.
I know.
I mean, it'll be us. Maybe my mother-in-law.
Fourth of July has always been my favorite holiday because it's such a neighborhood thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, we have a parade in Squanum. My dad was a grand marshal last year. It's just, it's something that was always such a family day for me. And it's not stressful. Like, it's not my mom cooking for 35 people at Christmas. Yep. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not all of these crazy holidays. Fourth of July is just chilling, you know, having a beer, having a hot dog. And it just makes me so sad that it's not going to be fireworks. You just...
Oh, there'll be fireworks, Annie. Oh,
I know, but not like the good ones, you know, not the ones that they put over the harbor.
You don't know what your neighbors did. They might have gone to New Hampshire. They might have a whole setup.
A text from
Squanum people, they might have, Kennedy.
Text from the 617, Old Orchard Beach, baby. See, that's the thing, too. You think... Like, oh, all the beaches around here, Massachusetts, trying to do the right thing. You're going to hop in the car and you're going to drive north to Hampton Beach.
Maine is more strict. Like, they don't want you there.
Yeah.
They don't want people from Massachusetts there.
Yeah, I was looking at rentals because I can't sit at home for 3 days by myself.
Sure.
It's just not good for my brain.
Right.
So I'm going to go to New Hampshire and sit alone by myself.
Right.
But but
completely
I was
different.
Hey, change of scenery.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to hike, you know.
There's
stuff
trees.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. A little change of scenery, you know, clear minded. My place is in the middle of nowhere, you know, but I was looking at ones in Maine because I love Maine, and they were like, you can't come here. If you're from another state,
yeah.
you'd have to show us that you're quarantined for somewhere else for 2 weeks before you can rent our home.
Really? Because I was looking at pictures of friends on my Facebook that are in Old Orchard Beach from Massachusetts right now.
No, renting a home.
Oh. Well,
like renting a
place.
Yeah,
you can drive up there.
No,
I mean,
they were staying. Well, they were at a house.
Just the places I looked at said no. I mean, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah, maybe they have a friend or family member.
Yeah, everybody's different. You know what I mean? On the VRBO, everybody's got their own thing. But.
Yeah, it's just going to suck this year. And you just have to understand it is. It is what it is.
It'll be fodder for stories you tell your children down the line.
Right, right.
I got so many texts yesterday, too.
Yes.
You got what?
I got so many texts yesterday, too, just being like, I know this is your favorite weekend. Like, what are you going to do? I'm like, nothing.
Keeping it low key.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick I took was when I hit the ground. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Then everybody be surfing like California.
We did this for a prize last year, 4th of July, didn't we?
We had people guess what the songs were. Some lady was like, I don't know.
I knew the answers and I still don't know what that Semper Fi one is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So we all know that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have a feud as old as time.
Yes.
I would say it's the best feud ever. You don't need
100%, Kennedy.
Biggie and Tupac and all the other people who have had feuds that I can never remember their names. But they go back and forth quite a bit. And Ryan Reynolds recently crashed an X-Men Zoom reunion to troll Hugh Jackman. First of all, I didn't realize that Ryan Reynolds had anything to do with the X-Men universe. I had to look that one up.
Deadpool is, right?
Well, but doesn't that's he not wanna... who he plays in that movie, though, right?
Doesn't he like want to join them, though, in that movie? Isn't that like the whole thing? He was supposed to become one of them?
He was in one of the Wolverine movies.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that version of Deadpool. It was really bad.
Right,
and then
right?
Ryan Reynolds got creative control of the character, and it turned out really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, it was Hugh, Famke Janssen, Halle Berry, Patrick Stewart. They were all there to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the first installment of the X-Men franchise. When Ryan came through, he also bought Sophie Turner and James McAvoy. Here's what it sounded like.
Whoa, so many stars. Was that Ian McKellen?
Ryan, the cast and I were all just reminiscing about the movie that we're all in together.
I hear you. You know, I love that movie. I hope it's okay if I join. I figured we were all in X-Men together.
X-Men Origins.
Yeah. Always good seeing you, Ryan.
So then they all started backing out because that was the reunion that they were doing, not the one he wanted to be in. And then Liev Schreiber popped in to make it an X-Men Origins Wolverine reunion. It just got real deep.
So meta.
It's just a lot. Like I literally had to dig in to be like, who is in what
movie?
Yeah,
you have to really watch. I can't keep it. You have to be plugged in to what's going on with the X-Men.
And you know
it's
I'm
so
clearly
confusing.
Not.
They just crack me up together. I just want to be in a room with both of them and watch them bicker.
And so the other day, Barrett turned on an X-Men. There's a new X-Men movie. Is it all new X-Men?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sophie Turner is one of them, isn't she?
Well, that's Dark Phoenix, and that came out about a year ago.
No, that's not Dark Phoenix. It's no, this is all new X-Men, all younger.
Yeah,
no,
that's been that way for a little while.
No, it's not new. That one's been out for a minute.
Has it?
Yeah, that was the one where they sort of went back and restarted it.
Oh, I didn't even know that happened. I missed that one.
There's been like three.
Yeah, because Barrett's like, oh, let's watch X-Men. I'm like, okay, great. And then he puts it on.
Yeah, with James McAvoy as Xavier.
No.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't in this one. It was all much younger people, I think.
Yeah, but anyway. Yes, it's been out for a minute or two. Mm. The 2020 MTV Video Music Awards will still go on despite the coronavirus, making it the first major award show to occur in a physical venue since the pandemic. It will happen August 30th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. It promises epic performances from various iconic locations in all five boroughs, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Staten Island, Queens, and Manhattan. Andrew Cuomo announced it yesterday during his regular briefing.
Oh,
like he does this 45-minute briefing, and I was going to pull the audio, but it's 2 seconds, and he goes, and the MTV award is happening.
I love him so much. It's not funny.
I'm surprised he's allowing it to happen. He's like cracking down.
But there's limitations.
Here's the why. Limited or no audience, the performances are going to be at iconic locations in these places throughout New York, but it probably will just be the bands or the performances. Right. Don't know how many performances will be live and how many will be pre-recorded, but they want to do things in that building and try and make it feel a little more live.
Doesn't take a lot of people, though, to put those things on? Like, if you put just to put on a concert, take away all the people, it still takes...
But say if it's Ariana Grande and say she doesn't have any backup dancers, but it's just the people doing the light show or the sound and everybody gets tested, it's still Ariana on a stage. It's still her performing. It's still
There's crew and everything, but if everybody gets tested and everybody stays
Andrew
together,
Cuomo doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
He won't let this be a bad thing.
So the more information I get, I will let you know. And Kim Kardashian had quite a day.
Oh, yeah?
She is the first official billionaire of her family.
Oh, we've heard this story before.
No, she got there by selling a 20% stake in her KKW Cosmetics to Coty, bringing the value of her company to $1 billion.
Oh.
Under the agreement, Kim retains creative control of the company while leveraging her more than 300 million social media followers for products and communication initiatives. She says that the deal, which should close sometime next year, will allow her to focus on the creative side while benefiting from Coty's resources. This makes Kim the first child to reach billionaire status. We all remember the whole debacle with Forbes and Kylie being called a billionaire when she only had $999 million.
Right.
How dare she? And then Kanye took her out to celebrate in a very billionaire way. Took her to Nobu in Malibu, because that's where you go.
Yes.
They open?
He also... Oh, yes. He also took to Twitter, and he posted a picture of, like, looks like homegrown peppers and maybe two flowers on the sidewalk taken from above.
Okay.
And it says, "You've weathered the craziest storms, and now God is shining on you and our family. Uh-huh. So blessed is this still life. So I made you this still life."
What?
Oh, that was sweet.
Huh?
To which Twitter said, "First of all, blank billionaires, but if I became a billionaire and my husband gave me a picture of peppers..."
I'm very, very confused.
He's trying to say
he's
that this flower bloomed in the middle of concrete when it shouldn't have.
No.
Is that what he was saying?
No, Carson.
Oh.
He found these four objects and decided to make his own still life, you see?
Oh, I thought it was something growing up out of the ground.
No. It was literally like a green pepper and a red pepper.
Deep.
That didn't come from the store. Look, homegrown. You know, they've got interesting shapes. Yes?
Okay, I got you.
And then two flowers.
He's a weird cat.
Did you see they're putting his clothes in Gap now?
Yep. Big
More
deal for him.
More khaki for everybody.
And ripped clothing.
Oh, are they the flat khakis or pleated khakis? Where are we at now? I haven't had a pair in a while.
No, everything is just khaki
nobody
colored.
Nobody wants them. We love color. We need color in our lives. Come on.
Not for Yeezy, Kennedy. Not for Yeezy.
I swear, right? Why is he so bland?
He likes
creative. He's very bland.
It's monochromatic, Kennedy.
Well, monochromatic can be any color.
Yes,
though.
But no. Neutrals.
Yes, but no.
Neutrals only.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, there will be no dirty because we will have Mayor Marty Walsh on with us to talk, I'm sure, about fireworks.
Oh, we're going to talk fireworks.
We'll ask him about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, we'll talk Cam Newton. All the important things that a mayor wants to talk about, I'm sure.
Ask him about his favorite still life.
Marty, this is usually our dirty time, so what do you think about this pepper picture?
If your girlfriend became a billionaire.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We are glad to have Boston Mayor Marty Walsh back on the show again this morning. Good morning, Mayor Walsh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hi.
So we're doing all right. There's a lot to get to this morning, and I guess I'm going to talk about what's headlining the news first this morning, and that's the problem with fireworks across the Commonwealth and across the city.
He's like, I know.
He's like, they're waking me up too.
It's out of control. I watched some Ring video from some friends of ours that live in Southie. And it's out of control in every neighborhood where these fireworks are going off at all hours of the night. Can you really do anything about it, though?
I mean, we're trying to. I mean, I think you saw a picture in the paper today. Anyone that sees it, like, people are going up to New Hampshire and buying literally van loads of fireworks. Yeah. It's illegal to bring them over state line. We've been able to, when I say we collectively, the police, whether it's Boston or state or some other departments, have been able to confiscate large amounts of fireworks. It comes down to also people talking to kids in their neighborhood or people who are shooting them off and having conversations. This is something that is, it's dangerous. So there was a story on the news last night of a veteran who went out to ask the people to stop shooting the fireworks off. They shot them at him. There's some real PTSD issues here. There's some real issues about babies and kids not being able to sleep. Elderly, pets, and these aren't just the fireworks that we're growing up. These things are explosions. I think we need to continue to kind of monitor the situation, but talk to the folks that we know that might be shooting them off, or if you know, let us know. I mean, call 911. Police will confiscate them if we get them, or you can call Boston Center for Youth and Families. So we can go out and talk to some of these kids.
We'll volunteer as a task force. We'll sit it on 93 right there.
Well, we do have a task force.
We volunteer as tribute.
Mayor Walsh is like, we have it.
It's like, we're all set. We're good. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't think I could pass the background check to go to the task force.
I don't know. We'll take the mixed van and we will just sit there and say, you look guilty. Pull over. What's going on in that vehicle?
I'll confiscate the fireworks, though.
It is crazy. It's crazy. I mean, our calls are up, a few thousand percent. I mean, when you hear something like that, the only time that we get a call volume increase like that is when maybe there's a snowstorm and people are looking for information. And even then, it's not even up that much. And it's a real public safety nuisance. It's also dangerous. The task force we put together, we've asked the fire department, the action squad, to sit on it. Because I mean, we have an old house, not just Boston, but throughout this Commonwealth, there's a housing stock, and some of our neighborhoods are very densely populated. And you know, you hit one of these fireworks, they hit one of these old houses, some molding that's wood. Now you have major problems.
Yep.
And while fireworks go along with the 4th of July, so do gatherings and family gatherings and barbecues and things that simply aren't going to look the same. Can you talk about what you're encouraging people to do over this weekend by not getting all together? And can you speak to, are beaches going to be open or closed? Do you know that?
Yeah, right now the beaches are going to be open. All the beaches in Boston are state run. To my knowledge, they're all open unless the governor makes a different decision in the next couple of days in his team. We're asking people, do not gather in large groups. If you look to, just look to Texas and Florida and Arizona and what's happening in those three states, and other states in the South. You have the governor of Texas apologizing because he didn't take this as serious in the very beginning. Yeah. We did here in Boston and Massachusetts.
Yep.
We've been able to stop the spread. I don't want to say contain it yet because I think we still have ways to go. But we don't want to see that second surge like we went through already and like these other states are going through. And what they're experiencing in these other states, quite honestly, is younger people with the virus, people in the 30s and 40s getting the virus. And it can be deadly. I mean, it's something that you don't take it lightly. It can be very deadly. It's taken 125,000 lives in America You know, it's taken over a million people in the world. So let's be very careful with this. Mm-hmm.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Mayor Marty Walsh from Boston. And I want to ask you about this announcement that you made last week regarding the equity and inclusion, I guess, a board that you're putting together or...
It's a cabinet. It's a cabinet level position.
And I think this is so important what you said. And you talked about this being a crisis in our community. And really, Boston and Massachusetts has been right in the middle of this conversation when it comes to Black Lives Matter. Can you tell me why you thought it was important to say that and to do this?
Yeah. You know, it is a crisis. I mean, when you think about what's happened in our country over the last 6 weeks, sparked by the death of George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd. And the conversation 6 weeks later is still very much front and center, and it's really important. So as a city, you know, what listen, and I still continue to listen, but I'm going to take action. The cabinet that we're creating brings together existing departments, so they're going to have departments under it. The departments that are under it are resilience and racial equity, diversity, language and communication access, women's advancement, immigrant advancement, and the Human Rights Commission. And what it's going to do, it's going to put an intentional focus on supporting our communities of color and our marginalized groups. It's going to partner with residents. It's going to be outward-looking community groups, nonprofits, businesses throughout our economy and society. And quite honestly, it's so that when we all...
No.
He goes through a tunnel.
Normal. Okay. This department is going to continue to work and do the work that people are asking for right now.
Producer Dan has a question for you real quick before we go, Mayor.
Yeah, before we let you go, Mayor Walsh, let's just switch gears here for a second to something that may not be quite as important as the other topics we discussed, but it's important to me. What do you think about Cam Newton coming to the Patriots?
Well, it's important to me, too, because I'm a season ticket holder. I'm in the camp of this could be great. I think Cam Newton coming to the New England Patriots, being coached by the greatest coach in NFL history, it's going to give Cam Newton a whole new perspective as far as his ability could be. I think that it's a great move by the New England Patriots. I think that now all of a sudden we're back in the conversation of winning the AFC East, going for the AFC title, and potentially contending for the Super Bowl. I'm not getting too far ahead of myself, but the Patriots defense is going to be an incredible defense this year. Defense will get you win Super Bowls for you. We have an offense now that he's a proven quarterback. It's not like you're getting somebody who's kind of proven. He's a proven quarterback. Won the MVP.
Oh, such a sportsy answer from the mayor.
This is my guy right here.
It's true. I think there'll be some naysayers too, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, we used to the naysayers here. About the New England Patriots, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Listen,
I hope football starts.
Same.
I didn't know you were a season ticket holder. I know you're a busy guy. If you ever need to unload one of the games, hit me up. I'd love to go.
Right. Dan, don't do that.
I'll shoot my shot anytime I can.
I've had him for a long time. I've had him for a long, long time.
Just tell you not to ask for something for free.
Yes, that's my gig.
Oh, I was going to pay for him.
We will have a socially distant duck boat parade, right, Mayor? That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, listen, we got to take one game at a time, and let's the first preseason game. We'll take that, and we'll go through those and see. But it is exciting. I mean, it's exciting for us. I mean, the beginning of the coronavirus. In the first week, I think we lost. Not only the coronavirus came out, Tom Brady decided to leave.
Gronk.
3 weeks later, Gronk comes out of retirement and goes.
Yeah.
Which it's kind of like a 1-2 hit here. But then again, I mean, I think at the end of the day, Belichick is a brilliant coach. If you look at his history. And what he's been able to do with these teams. I mean, it's a team game, regardless of what happens.
All right, with
game.
The sportsy stuff again. Here we go again. Do you want to break down some game film a little bit later on with producer Dan? We'll get some video.
we'll see him throwing some footballs. I'll tell you one thing. I know that in the very beginning of coronavirus, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and he started throwing footballs in the park, they shut him down. Cam, welcome to Boston.
Yay!
There it is. Amazing. Thank you, Mayor Walsh. It was good to speak with you again. We appreciate it. You're always welcome.
All right, guys. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
All right, Bye-bye. There he goes. Boston Mayor Marty
Go
Walsh.
Pats. Go Pats.
I like how you tried to slide in there and get the tickets.
Listen, he's busy. He can't be free every Sunday.
That's right, Dan.
I'll pay market value.
I'll pay
face
something.
Face value.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I saw a really good dad joke on Facebook yesterday, Kennedy.
Yes.
Somebody said, since the pandemic has hit, I've decided to only tell inside jokes.
I get so mad at myself that I laugh because it's not funny, but it's so stupid that I have to.
That's what I like to see on Facebook, is stupid stuff that you have to laugh to. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a country singer by the name of Chase Rice. And yep. On Saturday, he had a concert, an honest-to-goodness concert, at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, which is not a penitentiary. It's now an outdoor concert venue in Tennessee. And he put a video on his Instagram story from the stage. And it was people who were body to body, like at the front, you know, screaming and yelling at his show. And it said, "We back." Well, as you can imagine, people have problems with this.
Yeah,
that nobody was wearing masks, that nobody was socially distancing themselves, that nobody was doing anything. So he posted a video addressing the controversy, and here is what he said.
I understand there's a lot of varying opinions, a lot of different opinions on COVID-19, how it works with live music, crowds, and what all that looks like. My biggest thing is y'all. You guys are everything to me, so your safety is a huge, huge priority. So moving forward, I have a show in Ashland, Kentucky on Friday, and it's a drive-in show. You take your trucks, take your cars. You have your own space. You can get out of your cars. You can get out of your trucks and party with me. Please do sing the songs, but stay in your own space. Stay with the people you came with. And the biggest thing for all of us is the safer we are now, the quicker that we get to actual normal live shows, which I know we all want.
People have differing opinions about COVID?
No. There's only one opinion. And you didn't care about anybody's safety when you had the first show. So I'm just a little confused at why now
We went and saw him at concert when he came to town. It's a great show.
He's awesome.
He did the thing for the Bruins when they were in the Stanley Cup finals. It was him and Lil Nas X. And what I don't understand is, Kennedy, how the venue allowed this show to happen.
Tennessee.
It's Tennessee, first of all. They spoke out and they said they drastically reduced the maximum venue capacity of 10,000 to 4,000 with the state's advisement of 50% with less than 1,000 tickets, 954 tickets sold with 809 tickets scanned in attendance on Saturday night, providing ample space in the outdoor lawn area for fans to spread out to their own comfort level. All guests were given temperature checks prior to entering and free hand sanitizer was provided to everyone at entry.
But
those were the rules.
Yes, but you have to control that. They do.
Legally, they don't.
So the 4,000 people that went, you know what they all did?
They're only 954. But
Or the 1,000. I'm sorry. Yeah. Whatever the number was of people.
But
so 1,000. All 1,000 people were all on top of each other.
Yes.
You can't allow that to happen.
It's not their job
It is their job. It actually is their job. You are required. If you owned a restaurant here, right? And the restaurant is open, the state says to you it can only be at 50% capacity, you can't let all 50% sit at the same table.
We have different laws here, though.
But in Tennessee, it's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. That's what Kennedy's saying.
It's an advisement. You're not hearing me.
People are stupid.
It's not a law.
this gets me so angry.
It was just irresponsible. And
it's by everybody, by the people that were attending.
The people who went on their own aren't supposed to
be schooled. We can't be trusted. Yes, they...
Oh, no.
We have a cop that sits out here at the HOV lane because we can't be trusted to drive in it with a bunch of people.
Carson, I don't want to live in a world where I have to have everything I do monitored by some other human being.
We already do.
No, we don't. I don't have someone telling me where I can
walk. We're on the same side, arguing the same thing.
No, we're really not. You just went down a really weird path.
We can't be trusted. Look around. The country is infected. We have dealt with this the worst anywhere in the world.
Well,
anywhere in the world, we are the worst.
Because there was no
plan.
We
can't be trusted. And I hate to say it. I'm not trying to go down the path.
I can be trusted. I'm good.
I know you can.
Do you know what I mean?
But I think Kennedy's point is the people that chose to go to this concert, they were obviously...
There's Darwinism.
Right.
I don't know what to say. You know, they shouldn't have had the concert in the beginning.
No.
To begin with.
None of it should have happened.
Yeah, we agree about that.
But you can't go to a concert and say, well, somebody else should have told me I wasn't supposed to go. This is what's
wrong with
America.
You have to tell them. You have to tell them.
This is what's
wrong with America. I know it. We agree.
All right,
we agree.
Let's move along.
That was a wild couple minutes.
Damn Chase Rice.
Pigeons are watching, Kennedy.
I didn't want to do that story. It's too serious. All right. Colin Kaepernick is committing to his teenage years to the screen, courtesy of Ava DuVernay. Is DuVernay?
Ava DuVernay, yes.
DuVernay, thank you. Colin in Black and White is a 6-episode series that'll take an introspective look at the former 49ers' life as a black child growing up in a white adopted family. It'll focus on the meaningful experiences that made him the activist he is today. Ava says, with his active protest, Colin Kaepernick ignited a national conversation about race and justice with far-reaching consequences for football, culture, and for him personally. Colin's story has much to say about identity, sports, and the enduring spirit of protest and resilience. I couldn't be happier than to tell his story with the team at Netflix. Mm. According to Colin, race and black stories are often seen through white lenses. We seek to give new perspective to the differing realities that black people face. We explore the racial conflicts I faced as an adopted black man in a white community during my high school years. I don't know when it will be, when it will all happen, because obviously
so
they're
excited.
Doing this in the time of COVID, but some, you know, with these documentary type things, you use a whole lot of, you know, stuff that was already, you know, his pictures.
Is she the one that did 13th?
13th, and When They See Us. When They See Us is about the Central Park
one.
Five. If you have not seen that, please go watch it.
Watch that
please,
one.
Please, please. It is
13th was incredible.
She is so unbelievably talented and just
really
tells
good.
The story, especially from, like he's saying, from a white lens, from a black woman perspective. I think it is so important. Mm. Colin Kaepernick is one of the most fascinating people to me. I just think he's so powerful. I can't wait for this. I'm so excited. Mm. I want it to come out right now.
How about if Chase Rice comes to town? Are you going to go see that show?
No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and it is the car hop that is happening at Kowloon. They're going to play a movie. You're going to be able to pull in. You're going to drive up. Now, I think what I'm reading online is the first one is sold out.
Yeah, so it started last Thursday.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, so now every Tuesday they're going to do it.
Right.
And so tonight is E.T., but that is sold out.
Wow.
Because they're being socially distanced, they're being responsible, and they're making sure that there's only so many cars and so many spaces.
Right.
And there's a space that has, like, AstroTurf? Is that what it's called?
Kennedy,
that you can sort of bring up your own chair, table and chair if you like.
Yes, right. And I saw photos of it. It looks amazing.
They do everything amazing.
Plus, and you can get the Mai Tais to go. I'm just saying right now. It's fine.
In fact, I want to welcome to the show right now a Hall of Famer, Bobby Wong from Kowloon.
Hey,
good morning, Bobby.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
You didn't know he was in the Hall of Fame, did you, Kennedy?
No, I was going to say the Hall of Fame sounded kind of funny. I was like, what's that coming from?
Bobby is in the Restaurant Hall of Fame. Everybody in his family is in the Restaurant Hall of Fame. How many times do you get to meet a Hall of Famer?
There's a Restaurant Hall of Fame?
Yes, there's a Restaurant Hall of Fame.
Oh.
There's a Radio Hall of Fame. We will never see it.
So we are so impressed with the way you guys have put this all together. You're having essentially like a car hop, and you're having people come to Kowloon in the parking lot and watch movies. Was it fun doing it?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun. My employees really got behind it. When they found out what we were doing, they got all excited, and you know, they're just doing the best they can during this time. So something different was, I think, a breath of fresh air for those guys. So,
how did you get this
we'll
idea? How did you get the idea to say, let's just play movies in the parking lot?
Well, it didn't start off with movies. It started off with people eating food in our parking lot.
Right.
So we'd be selling takeout during that time when we only sell takeout. And we see like 4 or 5 groups of people eating takeout food from our restaurant. They would have like 3 or 4 cars, and they would have them socially distanced, and people would stand outside their cars or sit on top of their hood of their cars, or even bring out lawn furniture.
Right.
That's amazing.
We happened to see all these different groups doing that, and we said, geez, it'd be great to have an area that would be safe and have a whole big, a lot of groups,
right.
I guess,
now
having food out there.
Bobby, we are obviously fans of Kowloon, and we've done lots of events over the years there. But for the person that's never been to Kowloon, like, tell people how big it is inside of Kowloon. How many people can you sit inside that restaurant?
We could fit 1,200 people, including the comedy club function rooms.
1,200. It's ginormous. It's unbelievable. There's bars, there's comedy clubs. Like, there's always celebrities in there. I see wrestlers in there. There is always something going on.
I'll never forget the first time I walked into Kowloon for the first big game party, because I had never been, because Route 1 scares me. But just walking in there for the first time, I feel like I was in Disney World. You guys just welcome everybody with open arms. And Bobby, I want to ask you what it was like seeing customers back and how nice it was to interact with maybe some of your favorite customers, just people coming back and being so happy to finally have your food again.
Well, it's been great. A lot of people are thankful that we're open. Number one, I guess we're thankful we're open, and I guess it's been such a trying times that people were just happy to see reconnect with people that they haven't seen in a long time, and that's the fun part. You know, when we're in the hospitality business, it's not all about just trying to run a business, but I think it's just connecting with people, and that's what most restaurant people in the business, I think, do. They just love waiting on taking care of people and meeting people.
My
it's going back again, so it's great.
My letter carrier in Charlestown, his name is George. He said he worked at Kowloon for many, many, many years, and he always just talks about how it was really a family to work there. Mm-hmm. You know, the relationship with everybody, and there was generations that had worked there and generations mm-hmm. of customers that had been coming mm-hmm. in there. And that's tough to do. How many employees do you normally have inside of Kowloon?
We full and part-time will have over 200.
But you were able to put a whole bunch back to work right now, huh? So that's great.
Yeah, well, still not quite to where we want, because sure. a lot of people are just coming in part-time, and hopefully soon, once we really get, you know, things going better in terms of occupancy, we'll be able to bring everybody back. But so, we're on our way back, so it's good.
When are we going to know about next week's movie?
Next week, we're starting tonight. Well, unfortunately, the weather doesn't look like it's holding up too well, but we'll see what happens. But next week, we're planning on possibly a couple of movies. And once we find out, we actually have a function that booked one of the nights, so that's why we're waiting to see how that works. And then if we'll have a movie on the following night. So
fantastic.
Once we know that the weather's going to hold up for us.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. Best of luck with everybody. And we want to remind everybody, so we're doing something on the show called Tip Plus 10. I actually went to dinner or grabbed dinner last night out, Kennedy, mm-hmm. from Warren Tavern.
Yep.
And I did a Tip Plus 10.
Very good.
So we're just asking anybody that goes to Kowloon, when you go by, you tip what you normally tip, which is 20%. And just think about, you know, all the service people that work there, and they've been out of work or maybe not working as much, do another 10%. So hopefully you and all your staff will see that as well. So Tip Plus 10. Do that, please. All right.
Thank you so much, Bobby. We really
appreciate
it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Bye, Bobby.
Take care now.
All right. Favorite food at Kowloon?
Saugus wings.
Saugus wings.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. There is no other answer.
Yeah. Thank you, Kennedy.
Okay.
Thank you. What are you guys hesitating about?
I just get so overwhelmed when there's everything.
I love literally everything on the
poo-poo platter's good. Scorpion bowl is good. Yes. But Saugus wings is always the right answer.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.